Last time you got a chance to learn together, you complete the fourth parak. And it brings us to the fifth parak, which in many ways parallels what the Rambam will write later in his career in the third parak of Hilchos Deos, in which he develops as it were, a new mitzvah, a mitzvah based on a pasuk in Mishlei. Let's take a look here in the fifth parak. Ro'il adam la'avid kochos nafsho kulam. He says it describes in the last parak how you can marshal different parts of oneself, different midos, different parts of oneself, for a single purpose. And that ultimate purpose is Hasagas Hashem, understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yispa'er V'Yisra'meim, Kafi Yicholas Adam. To apprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu according to human ability, Ritzoni Lomer Idiaso. What I mean to say is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a phrase that the Rambam uses in multiple places, and he's going to use here several times. Yidias Hashem, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we see that as an ultimate goal. Yasim Pulasav Kulan, to know Osav Menuchasav Chodi Barav, Mevi'im Lazav Satachos. That an ideal state where a person is putting all of his resources at the service of that ultimate goal. Different actions I engage in, activity, rest, speech, whatever it is, everything is put at the service of that goal. To the point where none of my actions are po'al hevel. Are useless. Nothing doesn't contribute. So this is an extraordinary madriga. He's going to say later, to have reached this point where all of my neutral behaviors are meant to bring me closer to Yedias Hashem. That's the work of a lifetime, if you're lucky. So Mishalzer, let me give you an example. Shiasim ha-kavana b'chilaso, shdiaso b'ilaso. Shinaso yikitzaso, shinaso b'nuchaso. A whole host of physical activities a person engages in. Eating and drinking, intimacy, sleeping, waking up, activity, rest. It's all b'rius gufa b'levad. If my kavana in all this is to be healthy. And ha-kavana b'rius gufa, in the direction, the goal of my desire for health, that the neshama and the nefesh, the mind and the heart will find a body that's ready to go, a body that's healthy and in good shape, ready to tackle ideas, ready to sharpen the mind, ready to develop midos, ad shetagil osatachos. So that I'll develop myself internally so I can reach this end goal of Yedias Hashem. He said, that's extraordinary. And it's something that the Rambam develops from a slightly different perspective in the third chapter of Hilchos Deos. He talks about all sorts of neutral activities. Most of our lives is spent on neutral activities, things which aren't mitzvahs per se and aren't averus. All sorts of things. Eating and sleeping and working out and going to work and so on and so forth. Depends on what you do for work. So some people's professions may be overtly mitzvahs. Some people's professions are overtly averus. One hopes that this is not my line of work. And for many of us, you know, going to work is not the stuff of work is not intrinsically right or wrong. It's neutral behavior. Benign. Right, exactly. Benign. But we our Rabbi says, but you hope for much more than just a benign life. Right? It's certainly better benign life than a malignant life. But far better than benign life is a productive life. Right. But no, so that's inherently a neutral act. Means something important to do. But the Rambam says, imagine the difference. And this is, I think, When you hear where he's going, I think you maybe you won't be frustrated by it. He says, I could go to sleep because I'm tired. There's nothing wrong with that. Tired, go to sleep. That's, you know, respectable. But imagine if I said, just, I'm tired, so I'll go to sleep. I'm going to go to sleep because I want to be awake tomorrow to be able to accomplish things I need to accomplish tomorrow. Not just because I'm feeling tired, I'd like to be sleeping. I could eat because I'm hungry. I'm hungry. So I mean, nothing wrong with that. Very natural, normal, healthy. Eating kosher food. But there's a world of difference between eating because I feel hungry, so I want to eat, and eating because I feel hungry, so I understand that if I eat well now, I'll have the energy and the focus to be able to take care of people later. I'll have the energy and focus to be able to learn later. I'll have the energy and focus to do mitzvahs X, Y, and Z later. I'll be more patient with people. If I eat, I'll be more patient with people. If I eat, I'll have the strength to accomplish things. So when I devote, and Rambam says that there's nothing bad about you're hungry eating. That's fine, but it's a missed opportunity because it's not Avos Hashem. It is Avos Hashem when I put a little thought towards, you know, appreciating the sense of purpose beyond just the immediate need. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu built us to feel need for food, to be hungry, so that we'll eat and thereby energize ourselves. But there's a big difference between my being aware of that and my being unaware of that. The Rambam talks about intentionality transforming the nature of the neutral behaviors that we do, from being neutral to being Avos Hashem. Is that what you were... But it's not automatic. It happens to be that if I eat, I'll be energized to do mitzvahs. Rambam says, but I only plug into that when I have that sense of purpose. And Rambam points out here, he says, if I ate to be healthy, if I ate because that's what my body needs, and I had appreciation that I want my body to be in good shape so that I can accomplish Yedias Hashem, that's transformative. And then he says, you realize, here's where it's going to change, that sense of purpose will change the way I engage in neutral activities. Think about that scenario, the person who's eating, the person who's resting, the person who's exercising with a sense of purpose, they're not just going to do the things that are the most fun. How am I deciding what to eat? So if it's just for immediate pleasure, then whatever tastes best, that's what I'll eat. My goal now is effectiveness. I'm trying to accomplish something. I want food that will build a healthy body. Yeah. If it's delicious as well, marvelous. It means damenshia nimas, yeah. Like if I'm taking medication, so I'll take the medication if I think it's something that needs. I'll take it whether it's tasty or not. I'm happier if I can get it, you know, a tasty version. But I appreciate that that's a bonus. But the goal of the medication is not to taste good. It says, or you know, thinking about it, so it's a bonus if I can find healthy food that also tastes good. That's great. If I guess you think about you're on a hike, you need to drink. And at a certain point, maybe the only water left is warm. So I'm not really drinking to quench my thirst in the sense that it's refreshing to drink this. But I know that if I don't drink, I'm going to get dehydrated. Right? Or if I'm not on top of that, whoever's leading the hike says, everyone needs to drink. It doesn't matter if you want to. We've been hiking for the last hour without drinking. Everyone needs to stop and drink. Right? So I said, I don't enjoy it, but it's what I need, so I'm going to do it. I would have been happier to hydrate with refreshing cold water, but if all I have is warm water, it's still going to accomplish the goal that I need. And then so the pleasure is a bonus, but pleasure isn't the point. And then he says, sometimes pleasure might be the point, even within this way of thinking. Sometimes the pleasure itself may be an end, from a medical perspective. If his senses are worn down and he's lost his desire to eat, so he may the doctor may say they need to reawaken that. Or his aura love marashchura, he's in a bad mood, he's in a funk, and he's going to do something fun to cheer himself up. Yasira b'shmiya shiru mina neginos. The music will relax him, the music will put him into a different frame of mind. Uvatil beganos v'inyanim noam. He'll take a walk through a beautiful garden, he'll admire architecture. V'yeshivim tziros noos. Spending time surrounding oneself with beauty. So that'll change his frame of mind. It'll change his mood. And his pleasure itself, or beauty itself, may have instrumental value. To develop a healthy body and thereby put myself in a place where I can engage in Yedias Hashem. Why am I earning money? He's moving and shaking. And he's working hard to earn a buck. So I need money. I need money to buy stuff. Okay. Again, nothing. It's benign. But if tachliso bekabso so shishtamesh bo lamailos, if I'm aware of what it is that I want to accomplish with this money. So then all of a sudden, Shim Tzeelo Kiyam Gufa Hemshech Mitzuso. I understand that I'm living a life of Avos Hashem, and this is making it happen. So that transforms the act of work. Now he begins to talk about different, next couple of paragraphs. It begins to talk about different intellectual disciplines and the value that they yield. He says medicine is clearly a very practical branch of study. It's incredibly important. It's much more than weaving. It's much more than carpentry. I don't think we ever would have thought of comparing medicine and carpentry, but again, you know, we live at a time when the amount of schooling is necessary for medicine is radically different from the amount of schooling necessary for weaving. Most people don't have weaver's insurance.
Weaving then was probably not as dangerous as medicine was then.
That's also true. Weaving was a much more exact science than medicine was. Yeah, both were things that you train for. And both are ways to make money. He says, you know, weaving is a fine, respectable way to earn a living, and so is medicine. But medicine is so much more than that. Vishabana Sha'er Pu Losenu. Says, because medical knowledge allows you to assess a lifestyle. Viyu Pu Losenu Pu Losenushios Mivios El Hamayos Hamitos. It allows me to make medical knowledge, allows me to make better decisions, and make decisions built around lifestyle decisions built around this sense of goal-based living. There's something that tastes delicious. This is something that, this scenario he's about to describe is definitely something that we do think about nowadays as well. The details may be different, but the concept certainly is very much a part of our reality. Here's some delicious food. It smells great, tastes great, v'humazik u'mafsid, and it's unhealthy. Could be that this food can cause dangerous illness. Could be that this food could cause sudden death. Wow. Well, we have that nowadays also. Again, our medical knowledge may make different prescriptions than the Rama's medical knowledge. But either way, the concept is the same. We know there are foods that taste great and are healthy. We know there are foods that taste great and are very unhealthy. And if I'm just running after that food anyways, it's a little bit of a frightening formulation. The Rama says, he needs Zeva Beheva Shavim. So this person and the animal, they're the same. So what do you mean? Because ain't there Paul HaAdam Me'asher Hu Adam? I don't know who Paul HaAdam Me'asher Hu Bachaim. To eat food only because it's delicious, even though it's destructive to my body. It says, so we're human beings are all animals. It is true. When a biologist tells you that you're a vertebrate and you're a mammal and you're a primate and you're related to orangutans, that's half true. It's true that our bodies are animal bodies. Our bodies are primate bodies. It's just that it's half true in the sense that that's part of what it means to be human. To be a human is to be a fusion of an animal body and a spiritual neshama. That fusion is a unique reality. Looking at the cosmos, HaKadosh Baruch created, HaKadosh Baruch created physical creatures, HaKadosh Baruch created spiritual entities, and then HaKadosh Baruch created one sort of thing, which is a blend of the physical and spiritual, and that's human beings. But sometimes I may only be activating, you know, one side of myself. So Ram says, if I'm just going to eat with no medical awareness, I'm just going to eat whatever is tasty without thinking about the greater purpose of eating, so then Paul HaAdam, Eshu Balcham, that's not uniquely human activity. That's just, human beings are half animal, so Nimshal Kebehemoth Nidmu. That's eating only for the here and now. It's a uniquely human activity if I have a sense of long-term purpose. And I'm going to choose to eat that which is healthy. Hopefully it often means finding tasty, delicious, and healthy food. But sometimes it will mean I'm going to put aside the tastier alternative. I'll take the alternative that's less appealing. Because ultimately I'm seeking usefulness. Ultimately I'm seeking the purpose of eating, which is building a healthy body. This is now, again, easier said than done. But the Rambam is building a perspective. There I'm not just acting out of instinct, I'm acting out of deliberate thought. And this distinguishes man from other animals. Because I'm acting out of das. I'm acting out of purposeful thought. And he says the same is going to be true with other engagements with physicality as well. A person is intimate, just at will, all the time, without thought to how and when and why and purpose. Purpose and propriety, he's acting just as another animal. He's not acting in a uniquely human way. So that's sort of the Rambam, the first level that he's building, is all the neutral activities that fill our lives. They're not mitzvahs per se, nor they're theirs. So the first distinction the Rambam draws is between doing them purposefully versus doing them just, you know, instinctively, just for the here and now. Rambam says the first madrega, and that's an incredible madrega, is to develop a sense of, as he put it, l'fi bakashas hamoil, to seek useful activity, to think about long-term goals, and it's sometimes going to mean putting long-term effectiveness ahead of short-term pleasure. You hope it's not always that way. Hopefully you can eat mostly delicious, enjoyable, and healthy food. But sometimes it means I'm going to have to make a choice to eat that which is healthier, even if it's less appealing, less attractive. The Rambam says, but now let's And then he had just said before, that's part of the practical usefulness, the practical long-term usefulness of medicine. In addition to, it's something to do, it's an occupation like any other, but it allows me, whether I'm working as a doctor professional or not, it allows me to eat and engage materially in this sort of way. And you don't have to be an MD to have some degree of medical knowledge. Certainly, even before, Rambam, I believe, was a strong proponent of public health education. When he came to Cairo, I believe the background was that the Karaites were the elite establishment among the Jewish community in Fastat, in the old Cairo, when the Rambam came, so they didn't believe in applying medical knowledge to live more healthfully, because they thought it was like within the Karaite misconceptions, they thought that was somehow not religious. So, let our Kaddish Baruch Hu does whatever you do. Well, how can I make decisions to live in a more healthy way? The Rambam came, I believe it had to do with how sewage was disposed of and not leaving water to just set open. There's a few things the Rambam, public health, the Rambam sought to sort of educate people to live more healthy lives. And that's exactly what the Rambam says here. Medical knowledge allows us to live purposefully, to engage in neutral activities in a purposeful way. But then Rambam said, yeah, I got to realize, let's take this to the next step. One step is just acting purposefully as opposed to just acting instinctively and thoughtlessly. But in Efshir, the second paragraph of Reshman Beis, Efshir Tihan Hagaso Kulo Fiha Moel, Kemosha Zacharno. Now, but yeah, I got to realize, even if I've already moved to a purposeful living, but the question is, what purpose am I choosing? Yasim Tachliso, Briyas Gufo, Shmir So, Menacholim Blavad. First, you can say, yeah, I want to lead a healthy lifestyle. Why? Because I want to be healthy. That's it. So it's good that you're thinking about what you want to eat and you're choosing the healthier alternative. It's good that you're thinking about activity and motion and choosing to live a more active, exercise-filled lifestyle. But to what ends? If healthy body is physical health is the be-all and end-all, so then he says, "Ein ze ishmaila." That's not something that's impressive. Kemosha bacha ze anas abrius bacha hu anas achila anas abeila. Is that instead of just being a pleasure seeker, now you're a health seeker? You seek the pleasure of a healthy body. That's nice, but ein tachas amitas ein tachas amitis lepuloseim. Health is important, but health itself is not a goal either. It's not an end goal. That's a step towards, what am I going to do with my body? I want to have a healthy body so that I can use my body to accomplish its purpose.
As opposed to being like a gym rat.
Right. I keep my car in good shape. But it's not that the car isn't, so for some people the car is the end in of itself. You're going to spend every Saturday afternoon, that classic, American picture of a couple of decades ago. Every Saturday afternoon is going to be spent tinkering under the car and waxing and polishing. To what end? To have a beautiful car. Just taking care of the car, leman the car. So it's nice, but the car is meant to get me places. So I'm taking care of the car so that it'll get me places longer and, in a more reliable way. That's purposeful. I'm going to do tune-ups on the car, I'm going to do maintenance on the car, so that the car will accomplish its purpose. So, I want to have a healthy body so that the body can accomplish its purpose, not I want to have a healthy body so that I have a healthy body. Hanachon, a correct way of looking at this, says Rambam, Shiyasim tachat kol hanagosav, briyas gufo v'hem shech mitzius al ashlemus. I am going to seek to make decisions about my material life with an eye towards ensuring good health, ensuring longevity, and that in turn, so that the body, which is the tool of the soul, the tools of the soul, the parts of my body will be whole and healthy. So that is asek nafsho mebli monea b'malas hamidus malas hasichus. So that I can lead a greater life of the mind, so that I can lead a life of ever increasing, improving midos. So that's those two steps: developing a sense of purposefulness and in the way I I live materially and physically, and thinking about what the right purpose is. Those two steps. And then he turns his attention from physical aspects of life, eating and intimacy and exercise and so on and so forth. He says it's going to be true in the intellectual parts of life as well. It's very fascinating. The last paragraph from Reish Mem Beis. V'chein kol mashil medehu min hachachmas v'ideas. When you study and you learn and you expand your mind, eila mehen shein derech atachas ahi eima ledaber ban. So there'll be things that you can study, disciplines that you can wrap your arms and mind around that directly contribute to Yedias Hashem. So if I'm going to learn Torah, I'm going to study Machshava, so that is, I'm engaging in Yedias Hashem. So there's nothing to say. That's obvious. But he says there may be things that don't directly lead me to that. Masha Emo Torah Satachas Hayi. And the Rambam would also argue that studying philosophy is going to contribute towards being able to study Yedias Hashem. Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, Perek Beis, that studying the physical universe, studying biology and chemistry and physics, that's a pathway to appreciate. If I do that with an eye to not just physics is fascinating, but I'm studying how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe, so that's a pathway into greater appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, nothing to say. That's obvious. That's obviously positive. That's obviously meaningful and productive. But things that, areas of study that don't directly give me greater insight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mosheo say algebra. V'sefer chasachi hecharut v'hatach bulos. Shelah in the footnotes suggests that Chasachi Harut is probably an ancient geometry work, and Tachbulos is apparently some work on hydrodynamics, an ancient work on hydrodynamics, the physics of liquid flow. Haribu b'sheilas ha'handasa mashichas ha'mishkalim, thinking about weights, other mathematical questions. Someone says, the math may not, I think nowadays we appreciate math as the language in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe. And with the advance of physics, we appreciate the fact that mathematics invariably, sooner or later, we realize that it's a description of some aspect of reality. The Rambam says, even without that, Tiyah Kavana Bochidra Seichel, it sharpens the mind. Hergel HaKoach HaSichli, Bedarche Hamofes, it's training the mind to think logically, training the mind to seek proof, training me in sharper reasoning. It allows me to reason well. It allows me to think clearly and critically, and that's going to help me. And even if Rambam says, even if the content of what I'm thinking about is not in of itself meaningful, but if I see this as a way to sharpen my mind, see as a way to develop my mental capability, to develop my mind, so that when I think about things of substance, I'm more adept. So that's it's an intellectual equivalent of eating healthy food.
Roads for engineering. Is there beyond unless he's only talking on an intellectual?
I think he's talking about right. I'm not planning to. I'm a weaver. I'm not an architect. But I took out a book on the mathematics of architecture. And so he says,
"Oh, I see."
He's saying, "Just like look, I could eat food. I could just, I could just fill my mouth with whatever is tasty." Or I could say, I want to eat, so let me choose something healthy. And if I choose something healthy, what's the end goal with that? I could eat instinctively, or I could eat with a sense of eternal purpose. He says, I could read just because it's fun, or I could read with a sense of purpose. Some things the purpose is obvious, Some there may be cases where the purpose, ultimate purpose, is not served by the content, but ultimate purpose is served by the
transient
mind. It's form. Maybe it's not the substance, but it's the form. And it says that is of inherent value if I recognize that. And he goes on to talk about. Well, maybe let's see one more paragraph for now. V'chein diburi ha'adam kulam. I think to become self-aware of how I speak. And nowadays, so much in the Rambam's time, so much of communication was written. And nowadays, so much of communication is the electronic equivalent of written, whether it's an email or a post or what have you. Imagine becoming a person who thinks before he speaks. Imagine becoming a person who speaks purposefully. Either it improves me in some way. Or it's speech that keeps me safe. Or it's speech, it's a conversation that grants me greater wisdom. I have a conversation through which I learn something. Or b'mayla, I have a conversation through which I'm inspired, which sharpens my midos tovos. Or he says, b'shevach mayla o ma'ula. Or maybe it's not that I'm directly learning something, but a conversation, I'm speaking or I'm listening, the conversation in praise of a particular midah tova, or in praise of a person who is a baal midah tovos, or begnus p'chisus, or pachus, or speech which downgrades a bad midah in my eyes, or downgrades a person who represents bad midahs. Kigiduv balei chasroz v'ginu zichrom. To put down a conversation, to put down people who stand for bad midos, is that a good thing or bad thing? Well, the question is, what's the goal? If the goal was to make that lifestyle less attractive, to point out how unattractive and unappealing it is to live that sort of life. So people will take a step back and not want to copy that type of behavior. That's absolutely critical. And that's valuable. He says, after all, the way the Torah speaks away. Kamasa Eretz Mitzrayim. Kamasa Eretz Kanan. Torah says, don't act the way the Mitzrayim act. Don't act the way Kanan. Look at how coarse. Look at where it got them. Or Sipur HaSedomim. The story of the Anshei Sedom. Interesting. Rambam says that what the purpose of Anshei Sedom is for us to have the chance to see up close what immoral living looks like. Here's what you don't want to do. Rambam says there's a place for that. There's a place for describing here's what you don't want to do. That's our snapshot. Avoid this. All the passages in Tanakh which put down people who stood for bad things, who stood for coarseness, who stood for unrefined midos, v'shevach hatov hagdol asam, as well as all the passages in Tanakh that praise good people, hakavara b'amash zechartilach. The goal of those passages in Tanakh is exactly what Rambam just described. K'sheyelchu b'nei adam b'derech elu, v'yisrachaku b'derech haim. It's to give us models of good behavior and to give us models of what it is, a sense of what it is that we're trying to stay away from. Rambam says, imagine that. Imagine the way I engage the world physically and the way I engage the world of ideas cerebrally and the sort of conversations I'm a part of, both speaking and listening. And imagine over time building myself to be the sort of person who does all those things purposefully. Purposefully as opposed to instinctively. And not only purposefully, but choosing purposes that are truly valuable purposes. Yedias Hashem. He talks about what this looks like and how that changes how I act. And he also, I should just mention. He does point out later in the page. Now, this is something, not something that's going to happen tomorrow. This is the work of a lifetime. But this is a tremendously ambitious goal to set for a lifetime, to grow over years and decades, to grow into this. It's very powerful stuff. Okay, Blina, next time we'll wrap up the fifth pair.